Good morning and welcome in to the Cap'n J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Jay Moore, we got JC, we got you here until 10 o'clock. And then we will crosstalk with Black and Abdallah. They're in for Greeny at 10 o'clock right here on Chicago's home for sports. Cubs did not play yesterday because of rain. It's not just rain in Cincinnati, but also all over the East Coast. A lot of games were postponed yesterday because of inclement weather, bless you. But then the White Sox got the job done. The White Sox came back and they beat San Francisco, Cap. It's what we're going to talk about, I think, a lot this season. The offense came to play, including Luis Robert. I'm pushing for this guy, man, to be in the MVP conversation. Just stay healthy. He's already flashing the leather. Love what I see from him defensively. Just keep going, man.
He could be an MVP candidate and a Gold Glove winner.
Mm-hmm.
He's a beast. Beast. Three hits yesterday. Gavin Sheets got his opportunity, did a really good job. So excited to see how this kid develops. I'm talking about Luis Robert. On the Eloy Jimenez side?
That was 24 hours ago yesterday. You and I were talking about this.
Right. Like, now they're saying 3 weeks?
Fine.
And I'm hearing after, he looked really good when he was in the locker room after the game, working out. Oh, stop. You put him on the 10-day injured list, and now he's going to miss 3 weeks.
That's fine. You know what? Can I get a hit or two from Sheets a game? Then I won't be missing Eloy Jimenez. You know, it's so funny. In the offseason, I was telling you, hey, Cap, some of these guys need to get off this team. I wasn't trying to blow up the Sox. I just said some of these popular players need to go.
To your credit, I said to you, let's get Eloy in really good shape. Keep him at the DH. I want him. And I bet him to be the home run champ in baseball. 3 weeks out and having to work his way back in with a bulky hamstring, that ticket's dead.
She won't listen to me, though.
You were right.
You just won't, but ultimately, I can stand here with you every day, and you just won't listen to me.
I did yesterday, and The guy you gave me didn't hit a homer. He hit three hits.
I said I didn't want him around.
You did.
I said him, and I also told you at the beginning of the season, if the Sox are not contending, and I believe that they will, but if they don't, by the time we get to the deadline, Giolito, out. Out. You just can't keep going forward, because I don't want this team to be the 2019 Cubs, where you're staying too long with the same team in the same mix.
They did that.
I'm just saying, I don't want that for this Sox team. If you can change managers all you want, you can have Renteria in there, La Russa in there, Grafal in there. If you're still not getting to where you need to be, then you have to change the mix. Simple as that. And Eloy, look, he's going to be out for 3 weeks. Okay, Gavin Sheets, it's your turn. And I think that Gavin will be fine in that spot. But it's just unfortunate because the whole thing with the White Sox, the whole storyline with them is can't stay healthy, underachievers. That sucks. For someone that loves this team, the team that means the most to me in Chicago, and you're coming out like that. Now, again, that's just one injury. But I want to see what this Sox team does as we get closer to the deadline. What are you going to do? Going to add on? You going to stand pat like you did last time when you in that spot? I'm interested to see what Rickon's going to do. The team's good enough, though. Again, on paper, you look at that depth chart, especially the starting pitching, you should be able to do what you should be able to kill with that starting pitching. Absolutely. Cease at the beginning of this is the tip of the spear. Absolutely.
Cease, who's today? Lance Lynn?
Yes.
Cease, Lance Lynn. If Giolito is who we think he is, let's go. You got three really good, impactful guys. Clevenger, we'll see. And then my issues with Kopech. That dude can never stay healthy. There's always something.
Yep.
We got Tommy John. I was there the night he blew his elbow. That was scary. I came there. So remember how he took the city by storm? Oh, my God. This guy with this thunderbolt. I went there. I'm sitting with my friend Jack Hoffenkamp, who had seats first row right behind the plate. Those scout seats.
Yes, yeah.
He owns Kenny's Irish Pub in Countryside. He's like, he's a huge Sox fan.
Yep.
You got to go with me. This kid's pitching. We go. He's throwing 98, 99. And then the next inning he comes out. I'm like, what's wrong with him? He's throwing 91.
Mm-hmm.
Then they yanked him. Now after the game, he tore his ulnar cleft. Done. Then it's the COVID. He opted out. Then last year it's his knee. Then the other night, the other day, what did he give up? 5 home runs, 4 in 1 inning?
Mm-hmm.
and had another one where Robert robbed somebody jumping at the wall, over the wall. Mm-hmm. Could have given up six. I don't know what his deal is. I don't trust him.
Well, we're going to find out what he is this season, won't we? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be the Kopech that everyone thinks that you should be, or are you Mark Pryor?
And he's never accomplished what Mark Pryor did.
Just saying.
Right.
Like all the expectations, perfect mechanics. If you're trying to drop a pitcher, what is it supposed to look like? It's supposed to look like Michael Kopech with the stuff that he has.
Yeah.
On paper.
I watched a feature they did. I know you saw it. This has got to be 4 years ago. NBC Sports Chicago went down and filmed him in Texas training. Mm-hmm. You remember this?
I do.
He's squatting like 400 pounds. He's bench pressing. And his arms are, he is just jacked. Mm-hmm. And then he's going through his pitching workout. And you're like, that guy's going to win like 18 Cy Youngs. Oh my God, he's unhittable. Mm-hmm. And we've never seen that guy since.
Yeah.
Here's a good start. There's a bad start. There's a bad start. There's a good. Come on now.
This is why you have Dylan Cease and you have Lance Lynn and Lucas Giolito. And again, whatever you get from Clevinger, I think is gravy. I think that last start was, it was eye-opening. I was happy to see that from Clevinger. Mm-hmm. He has an array of like five or six different pitches, mm-hmm. different speeds, mm-hmm. up, down, in and out, all quadrants around the plate. If you're getting quality starts from him, five plus, okay, I'll take that. For a one-year deal, got no problem with that. But Michael Kopech is the big wild card, though. Could you imagine him being at his full potential for this White Sox team? That'd be awesome. Be awesome to see.
It would be awesome to see.
And then what's your Cubs doing here? It's a rain out. It was supposed to be a win for the Cubs yesterday.
Right, Stroman against the Reds.
That would have been no problem.
That game's being made up now September 1st,
mm-hmm.
and they get a day off today.
Yep.
And then Stroman will pitch tomorrow against the Rangers at Wrigley.
Look out.
And look we out. Missed and we missed DeGrom.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Look out. This is it. I'm looking forward to that matchup for several reasons, and a lot of it is off the field. It's in the front office. The amount of money that the Rangers have spent, this is what we've been talking about on the radio or as fans for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You want your team to have a commitment to winning. How many times, Cap, have you walked into a season? All right, what's the 40 man? Let's see, what's it? Okay, this team's not good enough.
Right.
You know before the season starts, it's
correct.
No good.
Correct.
Well, at least with the Rangers, from their standpoint, in that market in Dallas, Fort Worth, they spent over $500 million. Over $500 million. That's a lot of money.
Okay, so I have the Rangers' salaries.
Yeah.
The biggest contract in the history of the White Sox is $75 million.
Yeah. All right, stop saying that.
That's embarrassing.
Okay, all right.
That's embarrassing.
Can't get the turnstiles to turn.
Ownership, again.
Yeah.
Jerry's a really good guy.
I understand.
And people love working for him.
Yes.
He's a wonderful man. If you can't play in the deep end of the pool, then you can't own the team. I mean, come on. What are we doing now? At some point, you have got to understand this is not 1998 anymore.
Right.
You've got to play where everyone else in the industry is going. The Padres? Now they're in negotiations to extend Josh Hader and Juan Soto.
That's got to anger you.
Well, they got Machado.
Yeah.
They got Tatis. They just keep adding.
Bogarts has been insane
for them. Xander Bogarts.
Yeah.
They just keep spending 200 and whatever million on guys or 300 million on guys.
Yes, in that market.
Okay, so I'm looking at the Rangers. Corey Seager, they got him a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
$35 million a year. Jacob DeGrom, $30 million a year. Marcus Semien, $26 million a year. Martin Perez, $19.6 million. Evaldi, $16 million. They picked up John Gray, the former Rocky, $15 million. They just keep cranking out huge-time salary commitments. They're in your league.
Yeah.
If that's who you have to compete with, either start spending like them, or you better be the greatest drafters in the history of the world.
Well, you got that right. I like the commitment, JC. That's in your market. Like there they are in Dallas-Fort Worth. You know the Cowboys are always going to be one. Then it's a Longhorns football. Okay, you're just trying to get something in the marketplace, though, right? And so for the Texas Rangers, for years, boiling in the heat, could not win a division, could not win a championship because they're playing in 115 degree temperatures. Okay, they get the new stadium. You better spend. You better put some butts in seats. And I like their commitment. I like the Mets and San Diego and what the Texas Rangers have done. Spending money. You have to.
And,
it's an arms race.
And I know the Cubs are playing younger guys. Yeah. Jed talked about we've got the ability next season to go big in free agency. So that's why I want the Angels to quit overusing our future star, okay. Shohei Ohtani.
All right.
The White Sox payroll as of opening day, $181,308,666.
Okay, my phone's buzzing.
That is number 11. And I'm just speaking the truth.
I'm getting a call.
That is, does it say 674-1000?
It's coming from you. You'll get that in a second as well.
Guaranteed rate field.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Who's that idiot on the air?
Please hold for Jerry. Yeah, no problem.
They're 11th, the White Sox.
Yellow.
The Cubs are 14th at 170.
Hey, David.
This should be the last year the Cubs are not in the top six in payroll. These kids are going to start moving up. Now, I get it. You've got some young players there. This is a very rare time. Next winter, you should be playing in the deep freaking end of the pool again.
I agree.
Okay, the Mets are a one-off. They're at $336 million. He doesn't care.
Cohen cares.
Okay. Yankees, $268 million.
Well.
Then drop down. The Padres, San Diego.
Yep.
$236 million, and it's going up from there. $232 million, Phillies.
Dodgers in there?
Dodgers, $218 million.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come back and spend. When Ohtani comes out, they're going to be right in that.
Mm-hmm.
Angels, $212 million. $205 million for Toronto. Toronto?
Right.
Is spending more money? Embarrassing. The Braves.
Phone's ringing.
That's another one. $194 million.
Cap.
Houston, $190 million.
Phone.
Rangers, $183 million.
Cap, phone. Phone's ringing.
Yellow.
Please hold for Jerry. Sorry?
Yellow.
David, Jerry, I'm listening in the office. You know we have you out. We have a day game. We get the speakers on. What are you, a bean counter? You're counting on money?
Jerry, this is Chicago.
This I is know the what best city it is.
Sports town in America.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is the window to win open right now?
It's always open to win.
Then you got to push your chips and you can't take them with you.
Okay, that's fine. But I don't need you to be counting our money. We know what we're doing over here. Have you seen my record?
Yeah, you haven't won in 18 years.
Oh, no.
You're a wonderful man.
Yes, I understand that.
But philanthropic, all of it. Guess what? It is time to take out that dusty checkbook. What? Hand it to Rick, dusty? And go, Rick, whatever it takes.
Did you call my checkbook dusty?
I did.
Yeah, can I tell you something? Let me tell you something right now. You know what? You will never get another bite at the apple. Have a nice Passover. Captain J. Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Captain J. Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports. ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000.
Hope for Jerry.
Oh, my God. I tried to slow you down. You wouldn't listen to me.
When I say it with love because I want our teams to compete. I said the same thing about Tom Ricketts.
Okay, well.
Let's go.
They don't want to hear that over there.
You can't take the money with you.
Okay.
Owning a team in a town like this is not a business investment. It is a public trust. Period. You got men and women right now that are making $46,000 trying to raise two kids, doing whatever they can, and they come home and they want to watch their team and think they got a freaking chance to win. Ooh, our window's open. Tom, can we get the check? Nope. Hey, Mr. Reinsdorf, can we add this? No, we're not spending that much. Come on now. I say it with love. I want my teams to compete in my town. We're going to go through 2023 and probably not one of the GD teams of the five major.
Yeah.
I'll be ringing my phone here about the Red Stars. The five major teams. Yes. Not one of them is going to play in the freaking postseason. And the play-in tournament is not the postseason.
We'll have White Sox and Giants coming your way.
I'm speaking like a fan here now.
12:30 pregame with a 1:10 first pitch right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. All right. 312-332-3776. I heard the fat guy. He gave us a good promo. I heard him. He was good. But the other guy, he won't get another bite of the apple. Kaplan, that guy.
Happy Passover
to you. You'll never get a bite of the apple. Sitting down on the toilet, and all of a sudden I hear Kaplan going after him being a bean counter. I said, whoa. He was not happy. Called Shirley in the front office. Get Kaplan on the line. He didn't like it. Jerry didn't like that. But listen, as a Sox fan, I will tell you, I would agree that it's always about commitment to winning. Always.
Yes.
It is odd that Benintendi on this team, the Melky Cabrera on this team, has made the most money, had the richest contract in Sox history. It is odd. Very odd. After the long history of the Sox, him, you would think with that kind of acclaim that he should be able to get the Sox over the hump by himself, like he's Ohtani, and he's not.
Again, I understand revenues and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I kind of look into this stuff.
Yes.
When the San Diego Padres can go, we'll trade for Juan Soto. We'll sign Machado. Oh, you're going to opt out? Here's $350 million more. This Bogarts kid, he looks like a good, how much? $280 million. Sign him. And now they're in talks to extend Soto. That's got to be 400 and some million.
Yep.
Josh Hader. What did the kid that blew his knee out? Edwin Diaz. Mm-hmm. He got 105
the Mets
to close.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is Josh Hader? 4 times 20?
Mm-hmm.
There's another 80 million. His contract will be bigger than any contract in the history the Sox have ever signed.
Well, I would say this with a friendly tone. You cannot just go through Major League Baseball and think you can have the same budget, revenue, the same mindset as you did 10 years ago as far as money. Because the price of poker has gone way up in baseball.
It has. I'm not saying it's the right way to run a business, to just keep throwing checks out there. But that's where the game has gone.
White Sox and Giants, again, 1:10.
They're on the home for the White Sox.
Home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000.
They got a team that has a wide open window.
But not spending enough money.
Okay, if Rick comes to Jerry at July 1st, hey, we're a game in front. We're a little short in the bullpen, or so-and-so got hurt, we got to add up. I would hope Jerry would say, okay, this is going against my better judgment as a businessman. Here's my checkbook. Go get what we need. I want to win.
And Jerry would open up one of the side windows. Look out there. No. I'm just saying, right? Because that's what it's based on. It's based on that.
If they're in first place in July, that place is going to be a hub of activity. I'm telling you. First place? In this town? Mm. Come on now. And I would think they would add on. I believe they would.
I go speak for me. I know I'd be out there. And I will be out there.
Yeah.
But it's quite an undertaking to get everybody on board, as you well know.
Right. So the players and manager and GM have to do their job and put them in position that July 1st, make the owner make a decision. Jerry would tell you, make me make a decision. I'm not going to throw good money after bad. But if they're in it, you better. Last year, what did you say? I don't want to see Rick with that stupid dugout wall behind him. We tried. We couldn't get anything done. If you're in first, like last year's team was going nowhere. And I said to you, they're going nowhere. Don't give up good prospects.
Yeah.
If you get a phone call that, oh, my God, you can't believe this guy's available, whoever that is, we can get him. You got to do it. It's just a fact.
Sox and Giants taking place.
Bite at the app.
12:30 pregame right here on the home of the Sox, ESPN 1000. Lance Lynn will take the helm for the Southsiders.
Correct.
Scale the phone lines and talk. It doesn't make it any better. Stop promoting us.
I'm just preaching from the heart.
From the Sox choir. Yes. How about that, Joey G? How about that?
Don't tell me how to spend my checkbook.
Just telling you, Joey
my
G.
My checkbook has personal belongings in it, and I will not give it to nobody.
Yep.
Shot or no shot?
No shot.
Right, Thor?
Yeah.
You said no shot already, Cap?
He sits what?
He says shot or no shot.
No shot already, Cap. I didn't answer even ask the question.
Oh, go ahead.
Wait till I call Mrs. Carcini. Carcino.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Sox get Shohei Ohtani.
Ooh. Sox get Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, the Sox.
Are they instant AL champions?
Hmm. So are you saying they trade for him this season or they sign him to a half a billion dollar deal? Because that's not happening.
But no, no, no. Trade, yeah, the trade. We give him Gelato, Kopech.
Gelato.
I don't care who else we give him. We get Shohei, you know, shot or no shot.
If you're healthy and you added Shohei.
One of the favorites.
You're one of the favorites to win the American League pennant.
No
yes.
question.
Okay, so it's a shot.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
There you go. See, that's all, Cap. Let me finish the question, buddy boy. You already said no shot. And I want to give kudos to Jake.
Yes.
That was the best deal breaker ever I heard on this station.
How about that?
How about that, Jake Cantu?
It was the best. And you guys had me on the couch laughing my butt off.
Love it.
It was great, great, great entertainment today.
Shay just threw his remote through the window.
Thank you very much, Joey.
Joey, we love you. Have a great day, kid.
Thank you for the phone call. Did you see Elvis Andrews, number 2,000?
Yeah, he hit his 2,000th hit as a major leaguer yesterday. Very, very cool. Dylan Cease gutted it out when he didn't feel well. And now Lance Lynn, a veteran presence, on the mound today.
Mm-hmm.
Get it done. It's a moribund Giants team. Don't lose 2 or 3 to them.
Here's Andrews.
You know, every hit means a lot from, you know, first one to 2000 today. It means a lot for me and the family and the people that helped me through, you know, my career. It's always tough, man. It's very tough when you're right there, when you're about to accomplish a milestone. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to, you know, get this hit in Houston. Probably my family was there, but just the way it goes, man. It sometimes gets a little harder, but, you know, thank God I did it and, you know, helped the team to win today, so it was even better.
Been playing since 1999. Hall of Famer?
No.
You're not?
Hall of Famer?
Mm-hmm.
No shot. Good player.
Now, the reason why I ask is because you see that the standards have changed, right? We're not going to get a 300-game winner anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe not even get a 250, quite frankly.
Yeah, because they take guys out too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So the standards have changed. I wonder, will the standards change for someone of his ilk? Like, I've seen it written, like Mark Burley, Hall of Fame, and I go, wait a minute.
No.
No.
Very good.
And I love the White Sox, but that's not. But, I mean, there will be writers that will be pushing for that. Because now they're just looking for good guys and good stories. And if you've attained some kind of success, yes, you're in the Hall of Fame. And I'm thinking, the standards are not what it used to be, Cap. So Elvis Andrews, when I look at his numbers, he loved this. The number one player similar to Elvis Andrews, Royce Clayton.
Yeah. Again.
So, and Gary Templeton.
Solid major league player.
Yeah.
Not a Hall of Famer.
Royce Clayton, remember him. Gary Templeton, the old Padre.
Yep.
Okay. Orlando Cabrera. Dick Groat. That's a player, not a condition.
Dick Groat, Angie Dickinson. That was a thing.
Really?
Yes.
How did that work?
He got traded to the Cardinals, and Stan the Man said, nope.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah.
Dick Groat, wow.
Dick Groat, Angie Dickinson. She had guys on many teams, but only one on a particular team.
Mm.
Her cub, Ronald Santo.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
Hooked up at age 20.
All right, coming up next, is it okay to...
They didn't see him for a four-day series other than at the ballpark.
I don't want to know that. Is it okay to be friends with someone who works for a competing company? We'll explain that coming up next right here on Cap and J-Hood.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and J-Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Bulls fell to the Milwaukee Bucks 105-92. The Bulls are officially locked in to the 10th seed and have two games left remaining in the regular season. White Sox, they defeated the Giants 7-3. Dylan Cease recorded 8 strikeouts and 5 innings pitched and only allowed 1 run. It'll be the Sox and Giants today, 12:30 pregame, right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Aloy Jimenez was placed on the 10-day IL with a low-grade left hamstring strain. He's going to miss 2 to 3 weeks. The Cubs were rained out against the Reds yesterday. Jay Moore.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We're with you until 10, and then we will crosstalk with Black and Abdallah. They're in for Greeny coming up at 10 o'clock, right into Carmen and Yurko, followed by White Sox baseball, as we talked about, Sox against San Francisco at 12:30. After the game, it's Waddle and Sylvie right into Bears Weekly, Jeff Joniak at 6 o'clock. And by the way, on that ESPN Chicago app, you know if it's Thursday, you know what that means, right? Thursday?
That would be Good Karma Wrestling on the ESPN 1000 Twitter feed. It's hosted by the wonderfully talented Jonathan Hood.
If you know of a wrestling fan, or if you're a wrestling fan that's in the WWE or AEW, we got plenty of conversation, including Vince McMahon is back as the head of the WWE. We'll talk about that and so much more. Good Karma Wrestling tonight at 6. You can watch it at ESPN 1000 on Twitter or catch the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap, you saw this story, right, from the USA Today regarding Phil Mickelson. Phil Mickelson's part of LIV, the LIV Golf Tour.
Correct.
As a matter of fact, Cap and I last summer did a broadcast from the LIV Golf Tour. Interesting to talk to Greg Norman, to see some of the golfers out there. And it's a different vibe, that is for sure, than the PGA Tour. But here's something that I pulled out of what's happening here with Phil Mickelson. Now, can you tell me, as a golf fan, there is always this celebration or a dinner before the Masters, correct?
There is. It's called the Champions Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the caddies don't even get to go of the champion. It's the champions. That's it. If you finished second in the Masters 12 straight years and made $1 billion, you're not invited. Champions only. And the defending champ picks the menu. So Scottie Scheffler is the defending champ. He got to pick the menu. He had sliders and all these different things that are important in his diet that he loves to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the menu. So all these guys are in the same room at this dinner. And some of them are on the LIV Tour.
Yeah.
And LIV and the PGA are at odds. The Masters is not a PGA event. It is owned by Augusta National,
mm-hmm.
and they determine who gets to go. So when these guys are all in this dinner together, it's apparently uncomfortable because Phil took the money and went to LIV, and Dustin Johnson took the money and went to LIV, and then you've got all these other guys that are there that are part of this dinner that stay with PGA.
I'm just seeing this from Fuzzy Zeller from Golf Week.
Mm-hmm.
Said that he was there and said it was awkward for Lefty, for Phil Mickelson. The quote was, "We're just 33 past champions in a room, all trying to get along. Nobody said a word about LIV. And then Phil just sat there at the end of the table, kept to himself, didn't speak to anybody."
Correct. Just sat there.
Okay, so...
Because it's disrespectful to not go to the dinner.
Yeah, it's fine, but I mean, we're all golfers.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you made a business decision that was best for you and your family and your finances,
mm-hmm.
to go from the PGA Tour to LIV Golf.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that it was awkward? Because to me, we all do the same thing. Okay, we'll put this into what you and I do for a living.
Yep.
And we've been in these gatherings before. We could cover a game, go to the White Sox game, go mm-hmm. to a Cubs game, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're all in the same place, same, you know, dining hall where the media are, or if they were in a press box.
Yep.
And you'll see people from our station, from the Score, from other places around you know, the dial.
Uh-huh.
And it's not like if I see somebody from the other station, I'll go, "Oh, that guy's from the other station. I'm not going to speak."
Correct.
We all do the same thing.
Correct.
Now, listen, on the other end, it might be a little different. and awkward for them, but I'm never awkward. So it doesn't matter to me. If I know you and we do the same thing, then why would I just sit alone and not talk to someone that does the same thing I do? We're all in the same media.
Hall and I are very close friends. If I see him, hey, man, how's it going? We text.
Yeah.
You used to work over there.
Yep.
Many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that guy, man. I can't dislike. Oh, my God. I can't talk to them. They're on BBM. I can't talk. Really?
Right.
They understand what we do better than anybody because they're in it with us.
Now, someone who's also been in Radio Wars is Jay Moore, you know, working at Power 92. Right. And so Power 92 and GCI were always, you know, butting heads, trying to get as many listeners as possible, going back and forth.
Right.
Well, I'll ask Jay Moore, like, is that awkward for you? If you're at a listening party, which I know you've been to plenty of.
Yes.
And it's run by Power 92. And then there's GCI people there, or there's from other radio stations that are there. Is that awkward?
Not really, but back then, in the words of Kanye West, it was like the Bad Boy Street Team. We couldn't work the locks.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The locks went to the Rough Riders.
Yes.
Bad Boy said, don't mess with them.
So ultimately, you didn't mind, but
had to roll with the protocol.
Yeah, that's okay. But again, it's not like you didn't want to speak to anybody that was on the other side of that wasn't working at your station. You only talked to Crawford Broadcasting people?
Yeah.
Only?
Yeah, it sucked, but, you know.
Wow.
That's how they wanted it, so.
So you couldn't go across and speak to.
I actually did, but, yeah. You know, but I wasn't in the, you know, I didn't agree with their philosophy. That's what they wanted.
How about that, Cap?
That's amazing to me.
They told him that you can't speak to somebody from the other station when he's at Power 92.
We going to go in there and we just going to be about ourselves. That's yeah. Not pretty much what
and
it so was.
And so if you like saw that. Them in the hall, in the bat, you're not supposed to address them.
Jay?
I did.
But he did. But the edict was that they are not supposed
right.
to.
Well, the plan was you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Right. And so whoever that person is who's the manager is an idiot.
Oh, he's fired. He's been gone.
Oh, there you go.
Dude, I told you the story. I worked down the dial and got called in. Did you just give the playoff scores in Major League Baseball on your sportscast?
Yes.
Why? The playoffs are going on. Are the Cubs in it?
No, we're horrible. Then we don't acknowledge things that aren't on our air.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And I kept doing it.
So
he got fired.
Well, and rightfully so, because it's just bad. I mean, we're in communications. So here's the thing, JC, I want to find out from our listeners. So you hear our stories here within our umbrella in entertainment, right, on radio. I wonder, is that like that in other places, other walks of life, where you work for a company and you're not supposed to talk to the competitor? Does that happen in 2023, JC, do you think? Is that a thing?
Like if you work for Xerox.
Is Jake there? I'm sorry. Jake, you there?
Jake? I'm thinking, Hoodie.
We can't hear you thinking on the radio.
I'm thinking. No, I don't think it matters anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
With social media, everybody interacts just normally now.
Well, right. Even more so with social media.
Exactly.
Do you think that people that are listening right now, they work in an office or work for a company in which you're not supposed to speak to your competitor, like in sales?
I was going to say, if you work for Xerox, who's the next copy thing? Kinko's?
Whatever.
I mean, you're not supposed to address that. What if there's a conference? What if there's a fast food conference and there's executives from Lou Malnati's and executives from Giordano's? They don't exist. Don't say hi to them. Really?
I wonder if that's the case.
But like on LinkedIn, right? Like LinkedIn's such a big thing now in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
You can comment on other people's posts. It doesn't matter. They're not going to come after you if you work for one company and another.
It's way different now, though.
Yeah, the idea that Phil's just like, okay, I used to work at PG. I used to be a PGA guy, and now I'm a LIV guy. But as Cap said, it's not a PGA event. You're all golfers. Why is it awkward if you all do the same thing?
Did Phil make it awkward? Why did he not initiate, you know, talking to people?
I would love to know if when he walked in, if there's people like, there's that SOB. Okay, I'm just going to eat my food and get out of here.
there's been comments back and forth between the golfers about, you know, hey, it's those guys over there at LIV. We don't worry about them. We're the PGA because we're stronger, all that. But it shouldn't be a separation between
the
two.
Hold on a second, though. There might be bitterness. You weakened our tour because you took money from the Saudi Arabian Golf Tour, LIV. That could be.
Yeah.
That could be.
So I guess the question is, can you be friends with someone who works for a rival company? Is that allowed? In 2023, you should be able to talk to whomever. And if you're in the same field, why not?
Right.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We got the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day coming up as well. Cap and J-Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and J-Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Join us on Twitch all day, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Now time for the Captain Jay Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. It is awesome. It is on the river. When the weather is beautiful, there is no better view in the city of Chicago than sitting on the patio at Chicago Cut. Jay Moore.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
How many photos do you think I have in here right now?
Probably 1,500.
27,938.
Yeah.
Like, my favorites are 847.
Yes. Those were your rock hard. What? What did I say wrong?
By the way, Mrs. Carcino just tweeted, yes. I am listening at the cafe.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, if you told me it's a cool picture that they were in front of the Eiffel Tower and it's like a once-in-a-lifetime trip or they're Buckingham Fountain or at Game 7,
yeah, what's
I
that?
Got no problem with it.
What's that? Exactly.
No problem.
What fountain is that?
Buckingham Fountain.
Oh. So anyway, so...
Wow. Wow. So I don't have a problem. So, but I also had a life before my significant other.
Can I just tell you something out of all this conversation? Can I just tell you, I'm so glad that when I got married, that I'm married now, because any of my ex pictures, they're all Polaroids.
There was no iPhone.
There was no iPhone.
What year did you get married?
2000.
2000. I got married in 2004. There was no iPhone.
Right. So that's why I'm so glad that if there's any pictures, they're Polaroids. If anyone knows about it, it's Walgreens.
Okay, so what if Michelle's going through some boxes in the garage this weekend?
Yeah.
Opens up a...
That'd be a first, but go ahead. She'd actually be doing something. Go ahead.
That's the best. Opens up a box, and there's a stack of Polaroids, and there's...
Oh, man.
Like, some girl topless.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got your arm around. What?
I burned those in the 90s.
Wow.
And that's all, folks.
That is the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. And it is a nice day today. You could either sit outside or go to the bar and ask for my friend PJ and try a bourbon there. They've got the best collection of bourbons in the city.
Cap, today is National J-Day.
Excuse me?
National J-Day.
J as in J-A-Y, or the initial?
J-A-Y. A celebration of all the J's. This is why Jay Cantu's working today.
How about that?
It's JC, it's Jay Moore, it's Jay Hood. It also is National Gang Day. I know, exactly right.
Gang?
Yes, we turn to Jay Moore now. For National Gang
Day. Shout out to the Bloods and the Crips.
You gotta rep your set, Cap. Where you from, Cap? What you rep?
Oh, careful now how you answer. Downtown. Wow. Now, what is that? Would that be? Never mind. it says it right here, though, Cap. I don't know why it says, but I love the picture, though, on nationaltoday.com. This is the representative for National Gang Day. This guy here.
Oh my God.
You
Cap,
see this?
Can you throw the north like, side, Cap?
Who's
that
he look
guy
like?
On the addiction hotline?
Yes.
That commercial?
Yeah. Yes. He represents National Gang Day.
Wow.
I don't know why that is. It's also
in Lake Forest?
I don't. It's got a nice part in his head. National Gang Day. GDK. National Pajama Day as well. You don't use pajamas though. You haven't used those.
I don't own them.
Yes.
No.
Since when? 1970.
Probably 78.
You slept naked as a child too?
I was in college till 82. After 82.
So after college, you decide to go commando.
Yes.
Okay.
The sheets?
Huh?
In the sheets, you go commando every night.
I have sheets on my bed.
Yeah, in the sheets. That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Why is it nasty?
You know that you exactly like little farts at night and all of the fecal.
What?
All the fecal matter gets on your sheets.
You're insane.
No, that's true. There's a study. You should get a black light and see the fecal matter that's left on your sheets.
Oh, God.
The next morning to see how much little farts that you
first
had.
First of all.
Okay, Cantu. All right.
I shower every night before bed. So there's a 0% chance that's happening. Yeah.
I hope you wash your sheets every night.
No, he doesn't
go to bed.
You don't wash your sheets every night, do you?
What are you sleeping like the Michelin Man soup? I mean, that's just stupid.
That's nasty.
That's one of the dumbest things you've ever said.
Is that right, Jake Cantu?
Fecal matter getting on your sheets is right.
Yes.
Wow.
Jake is very concerned with the little farts that occur.
They're not big farts.
The little ones.
The little ones. You don't hear them.
Yes.
Okay. God bless you. My wife and I choose to sleep
naked.
Naked.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know that. But I don't think Jake's heard that before. And he's concerned about the little farts that come out.
Right.
Yes. That's what he said.
Won't you just sleep in depends, Jake?
I sleep in pants and
socks. You know how that works out for you.
What is that? You sleep what?
In pants and socks.
Full pants.
Full pants, socks, long tee.
Okay, it was nice working with you.
Long tee.
I literally could not. I mean, I would be,
all right,
I'm claustrophobic.
Be no, he said.
Thinking what he's sleeping in. That's awful.
Hey, man. He's a man of the cloth.
Damn.
A lot of cloth.
Socks.
I'm just saying.
Long sleeves.
Yes.
Pants.
He's a show socks, have, yeah.
You need help. Wow.
Well, did you do that in Texas too?
Yeah.
That's
with the fan on.
That gets hot though, doesn't it?
The fan on hoodie? That's a whole nother feeling.
What kind of feeling is it, Jake?
Well, you know.
No.
You know.
What
makes you feel good?
Does it? Full jeans and socks make you feel good in the bed?
Well, try it and come back to me.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
I'm going to have a full suit on tonight and see how that works. See if I get horny.
To wear, sleep with a suit, tie, the whole deal. Shoes, socks.
I got my Sunday's best on. I'm horny. Outstanding. We thank you for listening. Big part of the program.
Like, Waddle had a really good comment on the PGA Live thing. I can't follow it up with that. I just can't. We'll save it for tomorrow.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Jay Moore. How about you and I do this tomorrow?
Is Jake working?
He is.
God. Yeah, I'll be here.
For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. So long, everybody.
Take that.
Little farts.